This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. European Union leaders today are discussing efforts to contain the spread of the coronavirus, which has now infected more than 50,000 people across Europe and claimed more than 2,000 lives. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Among other developments, Spain has become the fourth most virus-infected country in the world, a topic under discussion at an EU leaders' emergency video conference. Meanwhile, Hungary's prime minister says the country is closing its borders to foreigners and only citizens will be allowed in. Different national approaches on how to deal with the virus crisis are raising concerns that vital medical equipment may be blocked. For most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. But for some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more serious illness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The EU chief is proposing a 30-day ban on all non-essential travel into the European Union. On the advice of public health professionals and after seeing the effects of locking down much of public life in places like China, governments across the world are putting in place more and more restrictions as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new coronavirus is coming into sharper focus. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
And for more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.